So one thing I love to do is, especially with this podcast, is I like to make the content as raw as possible. And you may notice that some censoring is involved. I mean, like, I try to censor myself and the people that I have on here. I mean, I haven't had anyone but you and Garrett with me ever talking on here. And, I mean, I don't care, but I hardly ever go over the content of what I have. I mean, no matter what, like, sound quality, I've listened to a little bit just to make sure it's all right. And the last time with Garrett and I listened to it because there was a air vent right over where we were, and I wanted to make sure it came through all right. Sounded pretty all right. But I just want to say that in between these two segments, I brought up talking about politics with Eric, and he and I have gone, we've pulled all-nighters over the phone talking about politics. I don't want to because you don't want to, but I'm just saying that's something that we ought to do sometime. We could.
Ooh, maybe sometime.
Yeah.
So they digresses very quickly because we have some very strong different viewpoints, but we respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
Although yours are wrong. I say that
as
jokingly.
Are yours. As are yours.
Well, I guess we'll have to live with that for a minute.
Bah. But let's see. Let's talk about Star Wars a bit. How about, why not? You're wearing a shirt right now. It's all holographic, which I just noticed. But
yeah.
It's R2-D2 projecting Carrie Fisher saying, yes. You can only imagine that she's only saying, help us, Obi-Wan,
yep.
Kenobi. You're our only hope.
Yes.
Segway.
I wore this to the Last Jedi premiere, and when she was projected from R2, the same message, I got a big grin on my face. I forgot I was wearing the shirt until after the movie because I was so into the movie,
mm-hmm.
But it was nice. Now, with Star Wars, you tend to say I know too much about it.
You do. You know.
I don't agree with that.
You know way more than anyone else that ever talked to you about Star Wars. Because I grew up small town Kansas. No one really gives a shit about that nerd stuff. Wow. I just dropped an S-bomb. Anyway.
Good job.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
First time. I wish there was confetti noise. Anyway. I wanted to touch on the fact. Oh, wait. Something just came in mind. I think this weekend is Comic-Con in Atlanta.
I think it's the first Atlanta Comic-Con. I might be wrong, but they've had Dragon Con here in Atlanta several times.
No, it's Comic-Con.
Official Atlanta Comic-Con.
I believe it is Comic-Con.
Yeah, no, I've seen some about it.
There is a moth flying around the computer screen right now. Get out of here. No free rides. So, Star Wars. What? I mean, anything that I would know about. I mean, I'm not afraid to let you take over and just talk about whatever the hell you talk about.
Well, what kind of conversation are you wanting? Are we wanting about the story itself? Are we wanting themes? Are we wanting...
I mean, Garrett and I talked about the prequels, and I gave a shout-out to Hayden Christensen because I want him to come back to Hollywood. I want him to be a Force ghost. There's a whole bunch of things. We went into the deep, deep philosophical conversation of how the prequels should not be hated. And
I mean, I could continue on that, but that's already been hashed out.
It's not as much as I would have liked it to have been, but let's start out with this. I saw a video the other day on YouTube. It talked about how Hayden Christensen actually played Anakin Skywalker to a T. And George Lucas has even said so. He said, there was a quote from him that said, Hayden actually played, I'm paraphrasing, Hayden actually played Anakin very well, but people just didn't like the character.
I would agree.
And it went into how Anakin Skywalker was born in slavery. He was kind of protective, and it was all about how robotic he was in the story in the prequels, which if you watch the video, they talk about how you grow up on Tatooine for a decade and you're in slavery, and your mom is in slavery, and this guy comes along and he knows that you have a special gift, right? And the way they go about the video is they talk about Imagine that it's you. Imagine that you're Anakin Skywalker and you're born into slavery and you are taken out of slavery, but you have to leave your mom behind and you're going along, you're doing what they say, and you made a promise to your mom that you are going to save her someday. Mm-hmm. Right? And you fail at that, ultimately, because yes. You get there just as she's dying. And you've been having these dreams and stuff like that. And then after your mom dies, your wife, your secret wife, that's another thing you have to kind of make your way around.
One very good thing about it is the Jedi were very robotic, which explains why they don't show emotion. They shun emotion for the most part. They do not allow love because it will lead to anger and loss. And since these people have magical powers, for lack of a better term, they could do real damage. And so in a broad stroke on paper, that works really well. If they don't have a reason that someone could take advantage of them, like, oh, you can save your wife or you can save your husband, but you've got to let these people die. If you choose, it makes sense. Like, if you have no other, like, reason to save this one person, you would save the majority. Mm-hmm. If you're going at it like that. Because there's this morality test they kind of do where there's train tracks, and there's one person on one train track, and there's 10 people on the other, and there's no way of warning them. They will not notice the train, and you can divert the train to one train track or the other. Mm-hmm. Which would you do? The train, if you don't do anything, it'll hit the 10 people. If you press the button, it'll go hit the one person, you'll save 10 people. What would you do? Because a Jedi thinks logically and they, without emotion, they would say, oh, we need to let this one person die because 10 people should live. Mm. Now, say, from a Jedi standpoint, that one person was your lover, and the 10 people you had to choose, would you sacrifice them or not? A Jedi wouldn't press that button. Would you? Would you let your loved one die for the sake of more people? I don't know if I would.
I probably wouldn't.
On paper, it's very smart, but in reality, it creates a lot of problems.
Right, right. And you got to think about it from the standpoint of yourself. You know, as you just said, I mean, seeing it, you can read about it, you can watch it, you can see something that says this person had this choice and went this way. But if you really think about it and put yourself in those shoes and make it you that is going through what you're looking at, what you're hearing about, then it gives you a little more perspective. And I hate what Hollywood did to Hayden Christensen.
Yes.
I absolutely hate it. I don't voice it enough, but if anything, Star Wars, if there was one thing I did not like, you know, like, anything about Star Wars was how immature, I believe. I mean, I said last time that the people that hate the prequels, I don't think are really Star Wars fans.
Well, that continues on today, the controversy between how many people hate The Last Jedi, how many people are against Star Wars. The past couple days, there's been a podcast that has kind of self-destructed itself because they went off about how Star Wars is pandering to women, and they have a comic of the main character being a woman, the Dr. Aphra series, and they are putting female characters in leads of the movies and whatnot, and how Star Wars is going to kill the market because boys want to read about boys. Mm-hmm. They don't want to get female characters and whatnot, and eventually the boys will stop buying the comics, and how it's stupid of them to do this because they're pandering and making it political, which I strongly disagree, and a lot of people have disagreed, but there's a lot of hatred in the Star Wars community, and even recently the actress Kelly Marie Tran of Rose left Instagram because she was getting berated.
So did Daisy. Daisy Ridley
did too.
We talked about this with Garrett. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of immature fans out there.
Yeah. And I feel like, and I said this the last time and I'll say it again, but I feel like, and you say it's about making it political. Well, I feel like, there's so many naysayers these days, and it's just all the rage for some reason for naysayers, for people to just cling on to that and be against what people are doing. It doesn't matter what it's in, if it's in Star Wars or if it's in day-to-day politics, because we all know stuff that's going on, and we're not going to get into it because you said you didn't want to. But
I mean, one thing I will say is all storytelling is political.
Yeah.
Any story you will ever read is political if you want to look at it through that lens. Even there's this podcast called The Lore Podcast by Aaron Mankey, and people start saying, you're getting too political with it. It's about history and how folklore, like, puts a lens on history and how, like, Dracula was what that story came from and all these things. And, of course, it's political. He's telling it from a human perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And there's viewpoints and beliefs, and there's no one right answer. We may believe there is. I personally believe that we should just be nice to everybody.
Yeah, that's a good way to be. I'm a lot the same way because, you know, I've told the story many times, and I won't really tell the story again because for the sake of what we're talking about, but I used to be so conservative that I'd lose friends over the things that I didn't agree with, you know, and they'd just be like, well, if you don't believe this, then I'm not going to be with you. And then before the political atmosphere that we live in now arose, I suppose, I realized due to some personal stuff that I went through, it's like with another person, it was like, I'm not about to lose a friend of mine that I've had for years now just because of some political status quo that I'm supposed to follow. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not going to follow it, no matter if it's with my party or not. And let's be honest here. There's the parties. Some people say they can't be farther apart. I say they can't be more intertwined, because the liberal people, the Democrats may say, you know, the Republicans are just so far away from what we want. They're so stringent on old timey things. But you think about it, you think, well, Congress, you think that the Republicans would push a little harder for the things that the Democrats say that they want to keep and have and how they want the world to work. But you don't see it. You don't see it at all. The Republican Party in Congress is not very active because of how things are and how jumping on the bandwagon with all the naysayers and how they operate these days. They don't want to do it, and they just basically go along with the process of just being defeated all the time. And you can think what you want, but for me, it's like they may as well just not be there. I mean, they're not going to do anything that the Republicans wish would happen. And a lot of the things that Democrats think Republicans want to happen really aren't true at all. They're just kind of.
A lot of things Republicans think Democrats want to happen aren't true.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand most of it. And there's. Heck, it's even gotten into, like, religious standpoints. I mean, the Pope. Like a year ago, because I'm Catholic, I know what the Pope's up to, right? Pope Frank, I mean, all day. Anyway.
He's a cool guy.
He is a cool dude. He basically banned the church from hating against the gay community. But he didn't stop them from hating on the pro-abortion community, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's something that the church has stood with for a long time. And even in my tiny hometown, it was a thing. Like, there were church gatherings in my town about it. And there would be, like, it was just, like, prayer circles and stuff like that. But it was still a big deal. I remember it happening. There were a lot of people that came to it. It was, like, it was weird for the town I'm from because it's, like, there's never been this response to anything. And now all the Catholics are just coming out of the woodwork to be for this. And, I mean, be you. I've always said be you. Just don't force your way on me, and I won't force my way on you. That's kind of how I've come to be now. I love talking about politics because there's still some beliefs that I hold very strongly in how I think the world should operate, which is basically how I operate. But if they want to keep making money, then they won't, because everything works around how much money they make these days. And it's just a mess. Just a mess.
It is a mess. And we could delve into it deeper and it would become interesting, but I don't know if we want to go there.
Probably not. All right, so you've heard this episode of Peyton in the Afternoon, but it's more like 1 o'clock in the morning right now.
Yes, it is.
It's very late, and I have enjoyed this thoroughly, having Eric here with me. And I hope that here in the next few years, we will have your novel in our hands. And I mean, you've had me proofread the first chapter of it, and you have a lot more chapters, but they still need work. It's what every author goes through. And
this will be a book built in edits, like all books are.
Yep. And I also have a short story coming out. There's also another website that I possess called peytonswritings.wordpress.com. I was kind of bored one day, just kind of got on WordPress and made everything. But you can go there and see my short story that hasn't been edited, and you can tell me what you think there. I'm planning, since I did proofreading on Eric's first chapter, I'm hoping that he will look at my short story, because it's about the same length. I have
before, and I will continue.
Yeah, well, now the body of it is done, and I would like you to look at it so I can get done editing and see what happens, because...
I mean, if you're expecting 4 or 5 edits, that's probably on the lean side. It might be a process.
I'm expecting it to be. I don't know. It's not so much a hobby. I'd like to see it. I'd like to go through with it, you know, and author things, but
I too would like to do author things.
Yes, but with you it might take a little bit longer.
I have a lot to do.
Yeah, but with the help of Garrett and myself, you can go anywhere. And Garrett's even working on a Star Wars thing, and he's a short story or is it
short? Yeah, it's more just him writing.
I think he's
a good time.
Yeah, I think he's just kind of going at it.
Fan fiction, which every writer needs to do at least a couple times.
It'll end
a lot of hate on fan fiction, but
it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. There's a lot of bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the only stuff, there's some good stuff there too.
The only stuff you see that ever gets popular is stuff that's been approved by Lucas or Disney, I guess now. But
yeah, those are IPs. They're contracted.
Yeah, so at least we have that. If it's been approved by them, then why not? But
we'll see someday. I don't know if I could ever write for Star Wars.
I don't think I could either, because I'm not much of a writer. I just know that I'm
get there. I'll teach you the ways.
You'll teach me the ways.
I'll show you the way.
I'm excited.
I don't know how receptive you'll be, but we'll see.
What is criticism? But you don't take it very well, because my proofreading on your work was something.
I mean, you had more. There was more red on that paper than there was white. But
yeah. I'm a terrible proofreader, but a good one at that. Because the people that get my proofreading are like, why? Why are you like this? But I don't know. English teachers love me anyway.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Shoot. But yeah, I hope sometime we can get a little more of a taste of your book and maybe that'll entice you to work a little faster on it. Because there are a lot of dead times, my friend. A lot of times where it's just like, what book are you talking about? But then we're like, the one you're writing, and it's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a process, and it'll start going faster now that I have things figured out.
Yeah.
But I don't really have the time to focus on it purely, but that will be changing soon.
I would like to reformat this podcast. I might have to change the title again, even though I've done that three times now.
You're a disaster.
I am a disaster. Hey, it's raw. I love having just raw content.
It's on a little scattered, but I mean...
Even right now, we're talking like we're on radio.
We are.
But it's not scripted at all.
No.
I hit record. Actually, the first recording that I had for this, he pressed stop because he didn't want to do it at first. He was like, I hit him by surprise really bad.
I didn't even know that it was a possibility to be done. All of a sudden, it was happening.
Yeah, and I was like, we had talked about a little bit, little topics of discussion, things that we'd touch on, and I hit go, and he hit stop. It was pretty great. But now you'll get used to it. I'd like to do this regularly, at least every other day, you know, at least while we're all here.
That's going to be interesting.
It will be interesting. And if we can get content like this, I'd love it. I mean, I don't really care what you guys hear because, I mean, a lot of things that you'll hear on podcasts these days, I'm sure, is really, really, really censored and scripted and stuff like that. But I really don't care. So I'll just put out there what I say. There might be a lot of stopping and ums and ands, and I know I have my things, my little ticks that I say when I don't have anything to say, and so those will be in there. But
I get tripped up on words sometimes.
Yeah,
what word was I trying to say earlier?
See, I don't even. I think we were trying to think of enabler earlier.
Yeah,
I think that was me though.
Narcissism.
Narcissism was the one you can say. We talk about a lot of stuff. But
it's all over the place.
If we could get Garrett, because Garrett, God bless him, I asked him the other day if he wanted to do a podcast with me, and he was kind of on the fence all the way up until I hit go. And the guy, he gave his lines. He gave me stuff, you know, and he was talking, but he wasn't talking near as much as we have. This is a long episode, and I'd like to have more long episodes. And I feel like if we got all of us here and we just did what we're doing right now, we're sitting out on the porch right now, and we've been recording this whole thing out here. I would like to have all of us here because I feel like Garrett talks a lot more when it's all of us and we're not sitting in my room with the computer in front of us and watching it record, because you and I have just been kind of talking back and forth, looking at each other, hardly looking at the computer screen. And yeah, it works out pretty well. And I hope it's received well, because I'd like to get more listeners, and I don't care who just heard that, because that's what this is all about, isn't it? I don't just record to listen to myself, which I really don't.
I mean,
I just put it out there.
In the future, we'll talk more about writing, if that's at all interesting.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the conversation.
There's a lot to go in there.
There is.
There's quite the rabbit hole.
There's probably more to come, honestly. But yeah, we definitely need to get Garrett in here, because I'm sure there's topics that we can all touch on. And Star Wars is like one of the only common grounds, but I mean, we all know a little bit about everything. We all have our opinions on a whole bunch of stuff. None of us are really experts, even though I introduce you as such. But
I'm the expert on Star Wars, and I'm going to stay on that hill.
Yeah, you hold that hill, man.
I will. I mean, it's until you can trip me up on something, you've tried.
Yeah.
I haven't gone there yet.
You owe me a pack of cigarettes if I ever do.
Yeah.
So trust me, that day is coming. Day is coming where I will trip you up on something. I almost had you.
You almost did.
I almost had you for an episode of Clone Wars. Great show. But
he asked me names of background characters.
Yeah. And which, by the way, the time that it took you to figure it out was very short for what it should have been. So if that says anything about your knowledge of Star Wars, like a background character, really.
Yeah.
I actually found in episode 2 a couple weeks ago that Barriss actually is there.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's also in the deleted scene in episode 3.
No kidding.
Yep.
Well, I'll be darned. Barriss.
That's not a canon deleted scene.
Really?
Well, she's not a Jedi by episode 3.
No, she's not. Huh. I'll have to look that up. Well, wait a minute. You know what? We'll get into this some other time. But for now, this is Peyton in the afternoon at 1 o'clock in the morning. And this is Eric. And we will be back. And we will have a lot more content for you. We'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. We're kind of off the wall. But as I said, raw content. And that's probably the best way to go. I did actually try to script my stuff when I first started this. It used to be called Peyton in the Morning. And I did headlines in the morning. I would just sit there. I actually sat at my keyboard. And I'd set my phone up, and I'd set my tablet up that had the headlines on it, and I actually had a little fill-in-the-blank script on what I would talk about and stuff like that, and it was very cookie-cutter. I hated it. And
well, a lot of script writers are great authors. Well, this has been the longest outro I've ever heard.
Me too. It's amazing how time flies on this thing. All right, people. See you later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.